There appears to be some movement in the case of Starbucks and its employees union. Tijuana Flats is filing for bankruptcy and closing many restaurants. And mega franchisee Greg Flynn is deepening his relationship with Applebee's. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Heather Lally, RB's managing editor.
And I'm RB executive editor Lisa Jennings. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments starting today in a lawsuit filed by Starbucks against the National Labor Relations Board. The action seeks to clarify and standardize the criteria that should be used by federal district courts in determining when the board has the legitimate authority to order an employee to reinstate a worker who alleges they were dismissed for union activities. In non-legalese, the suit will determine whether the board acted properly in ordering Starbucks to rehire union organizers at certain stores. The coffee chain maintains that the employees were let go because they failed to meet performance standards, not because they were pro-union.
Simultaneously, negotiations are expected to begin this week between Starbucks and the union representing more than 10,000 of the coffee chain's store-level employees. The back and forth will focus initially on setting ground rules for negotiating new labor contracts for the 413 green-awninged cafes that have organized to date. Once that framework is hammered out, the chain and Starbucks Workers United are expected to delve into the fundamentals of a new contract, including wage rates, scheduling policies, safety measures, and benefits. Starbucks has voiced its preference for coming to an agreement on those matters by year's end.
Another restaurant chain has filed for bankruptcy. Tijuana Flats, the Florida-based burrito chain, declared bankruptcy last week and said it has a buyer. The company struggled after it added menu items in 2021 and 2022, which made operations more complex and slowed service. Prices couldn't offset rising costs. Earlier this year, the company closed 29 of its 105 company-owned stores, and last week it closed another 11 restaurants. Tijuana Flats has nearly $19 million in secured debt.
Greg Flynn, already the world's largest Applebee's franchisee, is expanding his casual dining empire. His Flynn Group recently signed an agreement with the chain to open 25 new locations over the next 7 years, and the Flynn Group on Monday also announced the completion of its acquisition of 26 Applebee's restaurants in Florida and Georgia from longtime franchisee Doherty Enterprises. The Flynn Group now owns and operates more than 450 Applebee's restaurants in 23 states, and Flynn said he sees room for many more.
Chipotle officially opens its first franchise international location this week in Kuwait City. The unit is the first to open in partnership with mega franchisee Alshaya Group, which is planning to open 4 Chipotle locations in the Middle East this year, including the first in Dubai. It's a milestone for Chipotle, which has about 68 international locations in Canada, the UK, France, and Germany, but those are company-owned and operated. This new unit with Alshaya Group, which is in Kuwait's largest shopping mall, marks the chain's first entry into a new country in a decade.
And Taco Bell is bringing back nacho fries on Thursday, Lisa, this time with a new sauce. The chain partnered with Portland-based Secret Aardvark Serrabanero sauce, blending it with ranch as a topper. This will be the longest run for the popular nacho fries, extending through the summer. They are selling for $4.99.
Hot nacho fries summer this year. And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Lisa Jennings.
I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.